I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The contentious health care reform debate is the U.S. political story right now. The debate is a noisy one, especially when members of Congress hold town meetings on the subject. In a few minutes, we're going to hear what a couple of foreign correspondents based here in the U.S. make of all the noise. First, though, we turn to Britain, which is often dragged into the American debate because of the U.K.'s National Health Service. The NHS is a fully government-run system. By contrast, the so-called public option being considered in Washington would exist alongside the current employer-based system here. Yet some critics in the United States are suggesting that the NHS is exactly the kind of bureaucratic and inefficient system Americans would get stuck with if healthcare reform passes. Those are fighting words for folks in Britain who champion their National Health Service. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Warning to Americans, whatever you do, don't get sick in Britain. At least that's what recent advertisements from a group opposed to the president's health care reforms seem to suggest.
Before Congress rushes to overhaul health care, listen to those who already have government-run health care.
In Britain, Katie Brickell denied the pap test that could have saved her from cervical cancer. Kate Spall, her mother suffered on a wait list as her renal cancer became terminal. Angela French, cost-cutting keeps her waiting for the medication she needs to stay alive.
Hear those tragic stories and more at cprights.org. Tell Congress to listen, too.
The Fox News Channel recently brought in a real live Brit, conservative member of the European Parliament Daniel Hannan, to share his long-standing condemnation of the NHS with American viewers.
The universal right to medicine that is just fantastic in your country. Tell me about how great universal health care is.
Well, I mean, the most striking thing about it is that you are very often just sent to the back of the queue. You turn up with a complaint, with an ailment, and you're told, okay, how about October of next year or whatever it is.
One U.S. newspaper even claimed that famed British physicist Stephen Hawking, severely disabled with motor neuron disease, wouldn't have a chance in the U.K. Well, Britain is used to getting kicked around whenever Americans debate health care. But this time they're finding new ways to fight back. Hawking quickly made it clear he wouldn't be alive today if not for Britain's health service. Many others, thousands and thousands, are sticking up for the NHS via Twitter.
What we saw yesterday, around this time yesterday, Twitter users started mentioning the term "We love the NHS" in their thousands.
Dan Moss helped to start the online campaign.
So one tweet reads, "My neighbour got cancer, radiotherapy, home visits, nurses, dietitians, physios, 3 years later, still alive and not bankrupt. We love the NHS." Stephen Fry, a popular Twitter user that we all know in this country, said, "Know this, Republicans, even the most right-wing British politician wouldn't think of dismantling our health service." Another says, "We love the NHS because we don't have to think about whether we can afford life-saving treatment when an emergency happens."
Dr. Jeffrey Rivette, who's worked in and studied Britain's National Health Service for decades, admits the NHS isn't perfect, but he believes it provides a convenient target for those who are resisting all change in the United States.
Of course, America does not need to adopt the British system. Every developed country in the world has universal coverage, with the exception of the United States. There are dozens of models: employer contribution, insurance-based, tax-based. The idea that you have got to put up one particular puppet and knock it down is a debating technique. It's not a rational argument.
Watching all this from London, where he's lived for 5 years, American health policy researcher Zach Cooper has divided loyalties.
So if you asked me, if I were fully insured, if I had terrific access to the health system and I got cancer, where would I want to be? I'd say America. If I were living in Duluth, Minnesota, if I were unemployed or owned a small business, didn't have health insurance, got cancer, where would I want to be? I'd probably say here in England.
But in the heat of the debate, Cooper believes something important has been lost, a chance for both countries to learn from each other.
So we had this opportunity to see different elements of what worked in another system. And instead of looking at those, we got very, very scared, and we've actually started pulling back.
But there's no sign that those waging the battle of ideas are laying down their rhetorical weapons in what some believe is a very unhealthy debate. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.